This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
That's 603-283-6160. Write that number down. Program it into your phone. Set it by the nightstand. Maybe hire somebody to skywrite it in the sky for you. Whatever you like to do. Whatever is going to help you remember. That is the telephone number for the Free Talk Live studio, where you can call, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever's on your mind 7 nights a week.
And even if you don't have anything to talk about now, you should get it down now for when you do.
Correct. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And we've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, but we mentioned several things regarding the, we'll call it the Capitol, they're calling it riot, whatever that is, the events that happened on January 6th at the Capitol. And we've also talked about people being persecuted for ridiculous things like memes, for example. But this comes from NBC News. DHS issues terrorism advisory over domestic extremists emboldened by Capitol riot. The Department of Homeland Security said violent extremists were motivated by COVID-19 restrictions, the 2020 election results, and police use of force.
Oh, no. Apparently we're extremists for wanting to, like, go to work and not get beaten up.
And not, you know, have to wear a mask and not have your business shut down by government forcibly.
Human faces! Extremist!
Yeah, the only one I'd argue with here is the 2020 election results. Now, perhaps people who were there were motivated by the election results. I would not be motivated by said results, but, you know, whatever. Police use of force? Sure. You know, it's almost as if the government could relieve these problems by simply, I don't know, no longer being a threat, no longer using their force as a force of violence to lift the restrictions, and then that would take away the motivation that they believe these people had.
And, I mean, we've mentioned at least a few times while I've been here that it's incredibly, incredibly easy to make a completely fail-safe system, a public ledger where you get the vote sorted out completely. It's incredibly easy to count. You still have the anonymity that you need as a voter. It's very easy to do all of these things, but they have no interest in a functional voting system.
No. What they prefer is the divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason they prefer that is they want the torch people, if you will, we'll call them Democrats, to be at constant odds with the pitchfork people, we'll call them Republicans, so that never should the Republicans and Democrats unite and look at what the actual problem is, which is the system itself.
And history is rife with the examples of when they have cracked down and even assassinated people because they started reaching out to the other side. Like when Fred Hampton was coming into leadership of the Black Panthers,
mm-hmm.
and he had reached out to the poor Southern whites that were also in Chicago, and they had been working together for so long that the poor Southern whites that had been using the rebel flag because it meant something different to people from the South actually abandoned it so that they could get along better with the Black Panthers. Now, that was just enough for them to say, all right, well, this guy's got to be taken out.
According to, well, I wouldn't say according to. My gut feeling, I haven't read this article before tonight, and I haven't read it yet either. I'm about to read it for the first time. My gut feeling tells me that this article is going to say something like, hey, the government's coming after you, the average Joe, the citizens of the United States.
And it is. I mean, we've already been talking about how AOC is prominently, and some others less prominently, I guess.
You're referring to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That's the one.
Okay.
And they've already been talking about how these extremists need to be deprogrammed because they don't agree with you.
Right.
So you literally want to brainwash the people who have a different political opinion, even though it's like half the country.
Yep. I've talked about her musings on that issue here on Free Talk Live on a previous episode. You can go to freetalklive.com, find our archives, and listen to any of our back episodes if you want to hear more about her specific thoughts on the matter. But this article says the Department of Homeland Security issued a national terrorism advisory warning Wednesday, citing a heightened threat environment across the U.S. weeks after the deadly January 6th riot at the Capitol. In an alert, DHS said Wednesday that a national terrorism advisory system bulletin would be in effect until April 30th, saying that the threat would persist in the weeks following the successful presidential inauguration. While DHS does not have any information related to a specific credible plot, do they ever? The department said it remained concerned over violent extremists who were motivated by a range of issues, including anger over COVID-19 restrictions, the 2020 election results, and police use of force.
We don't have any particular reason that we're worried about this, but we don't like it.
We don't like it, so we're going to issue an alert.
An alert.
We'd like you to be alert.
Well, and I'm sure it probably gives them some, it unties their hands in some weird little bureaucratic way of, okay, well, this alert has already been issued, so we have this ramped up for a response. Should you, say, continue to complain?
Just, I mean, it's a big...
Or, you know...
It's a big phallus. They're just waving their phallus around. Like, hey, warning everybody, we're warning you that don't do anything we don't like, even though we don't know that you're going to, but if you do, just know that we warned you.
If you keep having skepticism about the nature of our voting, well, we might be coming after you, you terrorist.
DHS added, these same drivers to violence will remain through early 2021, and some may be emboldened by the January 6, 2021 breach of the U.S. Capitol. The last bulletin was issued in January 2020, warning of the potential for cyber attacks by Iran. Wow, that's a bit of a jump. Even though domestic extremists openly talked about storming Washington on January 6th, DHS did not issue an alert in the run-up to the siege. That's so weird. It's so weird. So people talked about it basically openly on social media of various different types, including Facebook. Yes, that's right. I'm looking at you, Zuckerberg. And for whatever reason, the Department of Homeland Security did not issue an alert then.
Huh.
It's only after these events that they go, oh, we better issue an alert. Well, what does the alert mean? I don't understand. Why would the Department of Homeland Security issue an alert now against people that have, in my mind, you know, something to gripe about? In my opinion.
And now of all times, like, okay, Trump has admitted that Biden is the president. So now you're worried. Now, when all of the, there's no more plan to trust for the Q people. There's no 4D chess for the Trumpers. Like, we know that for sure. But now is when you're worried that things are going to get serious.
The story contained an actual link to the bulletin, and I'm just kind of cruising through that right now. How you can help. Here's their bullet points on how you can help. We ask the public to report suspicious activity and threats of violence, including online activity, to local law enforcement, FBI field offices, or their local fusion center. Is that where they play jazz?
So fusion centers are where they bring together all of the different horrible alphabet arms of the government. So if the CIA knows this, but they need to pass it on to the FBI, and the FBI knows this, but they need to pass it on to the NSA, and the NSA knows then it's the fusion centers where all of that comes together.
Is that where they make alphabet soup?
That is where they make alphabet soup.
It also says your choice can make a difference. Choose nonviolent ways to make your voice heard and support friends and family doing the same. Communities are strongest when they're not divided.
Oh, nonviolent ways like memeing? Because that goes so
well. Government, you are so funny. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are found at ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. So, we've been talking about this alert. An alert. What do these alerts even mean? The government sends an alert.
They didn't even give us a color to associate with.
They didn't. Usually they do. So we went to the alert, the bulletin itself, to read some from that. And, it's laughable at best. And we could talk a bit more about that in just a minute. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. The reason why the economic system hasn't collapsed is because we've managed to produce massive numbers of items, in other words, huge runs, and be able to sell products that would otherwise have used a lot of manpower and a lot of technology to develop those things and put them out on the market. For example,
such as,
the Ford Model T went into production in 1908, and that was the first time when we really were able to take advantage of that. And today, let's say the other extreme, what we've gone up to now is, let's say, the iPhone 12 produced in China by slave labor. The labor is in the cost is in the basement, and the technology that the iPhone 12 contains is amazing, and that's the general idea what I wanted to express, okay?
Well, but why would we be using the U.S. dollar for those instead of some other currency? I mean,
the thing is, it doesn't matter the currency. It's just the inefficiency of the system. The system is basically pretty inefficient.
You started this with the reason that the dollar hasn't collapsed yet. And, I mean, you can get an iPhone for yen. You can get an iPhone for euros.
Get one for Bitcoin.
Indeed. So why would that keep this one from collapsing?
Well, the thing is, if you had to buy all the technology that let's say, the iPhone has in it, and somebody had to produce one for you, it would cost us an amazing amount of money. And the same thing comes with a car. But actually, a car is relatively inexpensive to produce. It is a relatively high profit margin. But the thing is, the major cost of it is actually in the production, not in the development.
That's incorrect.
The development is big.
The major cost of a vehicle is in the bureaucracy, actually. So if you take a $10,000 car and you remove every single piece of the red tape and paying for all of the permits, you end up with a $1,000 final price car.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to express.
So, again, I don't see how that's keeping the U.S. dollar from collapsing.
Well,
now something like oil,
I was thinking about the labor costs and all of the other costs and the administration costs and all of the other things that go into things these days and the cost of government and that kind of thing. Look at the cost of government, how amazingly high it is, and the inefficiencies involved. And that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, there's no economic problem greater than the inefficiency of controlling people.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, David. We appreciate it. David, I'm sorry. Robert. Robert was the caller. Robert, thank you for the call. Why hasn't the system collapsed? Me, personally, I think it hasn't collapsed because the U.S. dollar, contrary to what some libertarians like to say, is still backed by something. It is backed by the full force and might of the United States government.
Well, I agree.
That is the military, partly. Specifically.
I agree partly on that one. I don't think that would, on its own, would be enough.
Well, it apparently is.
Well, so, I mean, here in America, it is the might and force of the U.S. government, and especially under the IRS, that keeps us having to use dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't keep them in use throughout the world. And if they were only in use in the U.S.
It is currently the reserve currency. And
indeed.
Why won't people change that?
I actually have a very specific theory on that.
Okay. All right. So, I'm willing to learn.
Okay. So OPEC, the oil-producing and exporting countries, it's a lovely little cartel.
Yep, yep.
And they have about 40% of the confirmed oil reserves on the planet. And since the 70s, they have only been allowed to trade in U.S. dollars, no matter who's buying it from whom.
Correct.
And as long as that's true, then every country that is owed money by the U.S. is very happy with being owed U.S. dollars.
Right.
Now, if OPEC started accepting, say, yuan,
yep.
then every country that is owed U.S. dollars would actually call in part of their debt so that they could get some debt or some stores of yuan
mm-hmm.
to hedge their bets just in case OPEC switches entirely.
Okay, following so far.
Now, if that happened, so much economic activity would move in the direction of getting rid of U.S. dollars that it would absolutely crash the U.S. dollar.
Yes.
And once the U.S. dollar crashed, everything that's based on it would crash also. So it is the force and might of the U.S. military, specifically keeping the near monopoly, I mean effectively a monopoly, on oil in the Middle East most especially, but also Venezuela.
Okay, sure. I mean, we seem to be in agreement, just yours is a far more explanative
version. You're right about the stick, but there's also a carrot.
Yes.
And every country needs oil in order to continue existing. I mean, the food
currently,
that you
yeah.
consume is thousands of calories of oil for every calorie of food that you consume. Because of the herbicides, the fertilizers, all of the oil that goes into making food the modern way.
Indeed. 603-283-6160. When do you think the economic system, the U.S. dollar that is, will collapse? Will it be tomorrow? Will it be next Wednesday? Will it be 20 years from now? Will it be when your grandchildren are listening to episodes of this in a time capsule? We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. DynoVite.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dynavite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DynoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has surpassed 26 million coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The latest data compiled by Johns Hopkins University also shows that more than 438,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. That is, Maryland is confirming a case of the more contagious strain of the virus first identified in South Africa. In a statement, Governor Larry Hogan's office said the patient is an adult living in the Baltimore metro area who hadn't traveled internationally, making community transmission likely. The first case of the South Africa strain in the U.S. was identified earlier this week in South Carolina. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who was killed during the riot at the Capitol on January 6th, will lie in honor next week at the Rotunda. A viewing for members of the Capitol Police will be held Tuesday night. Lawmakers will hold a ceremony honoring him Wednesday morning before he's interred at Arlington National Cemetery. This is USA Radio News. A new study suggests that children don't spread COVID at a high rate while in school if proper protocols are taken. Dr. Daria Long of the University of Tennessee Department of Emergency Medicine is one of the co-authors of the study, and she tells CNN that they found more cases of COVID when kids came back from breaks than when they were in school regularly.
What we saw, and that was kind of one of our final conclusions from this, is what we saw is the number of cases that we had were very highest each time after kids were out on break. So when they came back in August or after fall break, after Thanksgiving, their numbers were highest. Whereas when they were in school continually, they were following these protocols and we were able to test them, we got our numbers even lower. So we had the lowest incidence when they were continually in school.
The study showed that just 9% of students who came into the school infected spread it to other students, and researchers didn't find evidence of student-to-teacher transmissions. This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition. We are on the air 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can call and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you'd like. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we will get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. Before we do, I wanted to just take a minute to say thank you to Farmer Garrick. Farmer Garrick is a silver-level amplifier, and that means he contributes $5 to Free Talk Live. And he helps us get on more radio stations because he enjoys the content. He finds value in the program. He enjoys the hosts and hostesses and hosti. You can find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. There's different levels. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more if you want. There's different levels. There's a silver level and a gold level and a platinum level. There's some perks, you know, if you do give more and that kind of a thing, some little treats for you. But if you do partake in Free Talk Live and you find value, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you again to Farmer Garrick. We appreciate your contribution to the show. And speaking of phones, we've got some callers. Let us go first to Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you are on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
What's on your mind tonight?
The first thing is, you know, getting back in all the way to the 90s,
mm-hmm.
we had there was computer voting.
Okay.
I'm not sure what year that was, but what's the guy's name? Max, the triple amputee in Georgia. That was a senator, popular Democratic senator.
Okay. What about him?
And he was more than 10% up on the vote, going right into the election.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia was the first state, and I'm not sure what year it was. Georgia was the first state that that had computer voting, and you know, statewide.
Strange that they should now be the center of this controversy.
Well, you know, not strange at all. But whatever.
They've been pioneering.
They've been Georgia, but getting you to question the vote since 1990, whatever it was.
And so I just, Bush got elected,
mm-hmm.
in 2000, and then they're gonna, you know, I knew they were gonna reelect the idiot, four. And I said, no, I'm done.
So,
I had been voting for third parties except for Nixon.
So did you just stop voting then, Bad Slave, or are you a non-voter now?
Well, I not only stopped voting, but I withdrew my registration at the town.
Nice.
And, and basically, you know, it was my, you know, notice of withdrawal of consent.
I didn't even know you could do that. Withdraw your registration?
I just called the town hall. I says I want my name off of the registration list, and they says, well, just send us a letter. I asked them if I could do a fax, because it was actually the day before the election in 04,
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, if I could do a fax, that'd be great. And so I faxed it over, you know, signed, and they immediately removed, you know, and confirmed my removal. So
what year was that?
04.
04? So.
Yeah. November of 04.
So congratulations on your 17th year of being a free man, Bad Slave. We appreciate the call. That is, you know, something to celebrate in my mind. I know that I had a period of time in my life, struggling for the words here, but where I was a statist.
Mm.
You know, I might have sounded like a constitutionalist, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I would always point back at the piece of paper. But they said on the piece of paper. They said on the piece of paper.
We got this in writing, and this isn't,
you know, this is what is blah blah blah. The piece of paper, right? Because I also grew up in a religious family, and of course, their automatic knee-jerk reaction to everything is, but it said in the book. In the book, it says to mm-hmm. do this in the book. And so, you know, that automatic sort of reaction to everything is like, oh, we have this magical text that was written down on paper by men that says that hundreds of years later, you know, the blah, 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 blah.
The sacral text of the United States of America states very clearly that, for example, I get to have a nuclear submarine.
I, personally, would love to have a nuclear submarine. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you are live across the entire state of New Mexico again for the first time in a couple of years.
Woo!
You're in the Northwest on KENN. You're in the South on KINN. And you are back on KIVA in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Ken, Kin, and Kiva. Nice. Sounds like triplets.
Yeah. Have you had any other Albuquerque activity tonight?
You are the first.
What's going on, Albuquerque crew?
Oh, just corruption, just the usual, you know, corruption, and a side of corruption.
Tell us more, David.
I would, you know, what would be really cool is since you're to celebrate you being back on the big city in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It would be really cool if other people in Albuquerque would call in and report their corruption stories that they have experienced in New Mexico, because they are endless, and I'm sure there's some very entertaining tales out there in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That would be cool.
And, you know, if you don't call tonight, tomorrow night, or whenever the next time you hear the program on KIVA, I would like to hear some Albuquerque corruption stories.
David, I could not agree more.
I would also like to hear these stories, because we know it occurs. We know it occurs every day, almost every minute of every day, in every city, in every town, in every county, in every state, in the entire United States, and then also in every, you know, insert geopolitical division, you know, quantity here for every other country in the United States or in the globe as well.
And it's so rare it gets covered
by anyone other than us. Special focus. My area of interest, people, is if you've been screwed over in the New Mexico courts, whether it's your public defender, your judge, your whatever, I'd like to hear about it, because those are rather entertaining to me.
Would you like to give out our phone number, David?
Oh, man, I don't have a new one memory. I just hit these smartphone things. You just hit a button, right? I just look for Mark Edge's face on my contacts list and punch him right in the face, and it dials you guys.
All right, I'll give out the number. Thanks for the call tonight, David. 603-283-6160 is the number if you are in Albuquerque and would like to take David up on his offer and call in and tell us about political corruption that you've experienced, or even non-political. It could be any government agency of any type. And even if you're not in Albuquerque, anywhere in New Mexico, anywhere in the United States, too, if you want to call and share your story of how you got screwed by the government, well, we're here to listen.
And a quick shout-out to all of our amplifiers for getting us through all of New Mexico again.
Indeed. That is a feat that we have struggled to achieve, but now we have. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, yeah. We are here. Ooh, go.
Whoa, whoa. Those are all my Hetfieldisms.
Nice.
James Hetfield of Metallica. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for calling. Free Talk Live. You get that from James Brown, too. Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the James Hetfield edition. Final segment. I'd give you the number, but if you don't have it by now, you're probably not going to get on the air tonight. So we will give it anyway, 603-283-6160 for future reference, should you want to call in any of the 7 nights a week that we are on for 3 hours of live call-in talk radio programming from 7 to 10 Eastern. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about all sorts of fun things. And we have calls holding, so let's go right away to your calls and thoughts. We have Jonathan calling from New Hampshire. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? How you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Not much. Well, I think this is a big deal, and I don't know if I'm the only one, but when you guys know about when Nancy Pelosi went and tried to stop the guy from being appointed to the NSA, the security guy that Trump appointed last hour or spoke up for or whatever.
It rings a bell.
I hadn't heard about it, but it sounds like Pelosi to me.
He was, it was like right before he was going to be out of office, he brought a guy in to the council of the NSA, and Nancy Pelosi wrote a letter to the Secretary of Defense and the NSA.
Okay.
Both the letters are online, trying to stop it, saying that Trump wasn't trustworthy and that the move was sketchy.
Yeah,
are you guys familiar with that?
I hadn't heard about it. I honestly wish that Trump had publicly come out in favor of oxygen, just to put her in the position of either agreeing with him or being anti-oxygen.
I mean, to me, it seems like that would be like treason. Going and trying to undermine the president, if he was still the president.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
if you want to talk about Nancy Pelosi's involvement in treason, I mean, she was involved in a deep state coup already while he was president, and they're now trying to unseat him for things that he didn't do, even though he doesn't have that seat. But, I mean, if you want to talk about treason, I mean, okay, so I'd like to find out who all was involved in directly selling weapons to Al-Qaeda in Syria. Let's try those ones
well,
for treason.
So the definition of treason is the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. Now, in order for a person to have a country, they must swear duty in exchange for allegiance, right? That is protection, right? So if I have a country, the country has said, I will protect you from, you know, invaders or something, right? Bad things. And you, in return, will say that you are loyal to us. Well, the United States government itself has said that police, military have no duty to protect you at all. Therefore, I don't have a country. So it would be impossible in that scenario for anybody to commit treason.
Huh. So they kind of protect themselves.
Yeah.
So they could just go on attacking the president, trying to impeach him over and over again, defaming his character, saying all kinds of stuff about him, and just basically trying over and over again the whole time he's in office, undermining him, going behind his back, trying to tell the NSA, you can't hire this guy, even though the president just said to.
Yeah,
and that's okay, they can do that?
Well, as far as undermining goes, I mean, like, one of the most important things that he could have done and probably would have done and, you know, one of the things he got elected for, he was going to make peace with Russia, like a nice, long-lasting peace with, oh, I don't know, the other major nuclear power that's nearby. But they undermined that by saying, oh, he's a Putin puppet the whole time, so any move to make peace with Russia was obviously off the table.
Yeah, I mean, the government can do basically whatever it wants. Now, is there some, you know, arm wrestling between, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats and that kind of thing for who gets more power? Yes, there is. It's a bit of a soap opera. Every now and again, one of the two sides will throw out that word treason. But to me, that's a meaningless term because there are so many more things that government does that's not okay. Like bombing brown people, for example, which still goes on. You know, nobody's addressing, so for somebody to be concerned, and I don't want to, you know, like, belittle your call, but for somebody to be concerned about whether or not, you know, something that somebody did is treasonous or not, I think is missing the point, at least the point we try to provide here on Free Talk Live.
It is worth mentioning, though, that she's part of the legislative branch. They should stay in their lane. Now, in our state, we have the executive branch staying out of its lane. So our governor, who's the executive, specifically stepped in and said this law that governs the vaccination records, I'm going to strip out the part that makes it optional. Now, that's an example of him not staying in his lane, not respecting the separation of powers that we were taught about in social studies. And, yeah, it'd be nice if she respected the separation of powers that we were taught in social studies. Yeah. But, I mean,
it'd be nice, and you probably have a point. And, you know, Jonathan, you know, it is probably, you know, something that you could bring up in, I don't know, a civics class and have some, you know, discussion about. But it's really not going to, nothing's going to happen. You know, the impeachment trial is going to go and, like, it'll fade away into oblivion like they all do.
Yeah, I mean, Pelosi is untouchable. I mean, there was a movement in the Democratic Party, some of their more progressive members were saying, hey, other progressives, you should withhold your vote for her as Speaker of the House until she agrees to bring Medicare for all as a at least to a floor vote. And if only a handful of them had done so, she wouldn't be Speaker of the House. But no one was willing to even mention that they might possibly extract something for their vote.
Right.
So, I mean, and that's just for that tiny little feather in the cap there. I mean, she's untouchable.
Any other thoughts?
They sent her a letter in return and that basically said, we don't answer to you.
Oh, nice. Wow. So someone paid attention during social studies. That's
the director of the NSA, I think it was.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because he's factually correct.
I'm sorry, what?
She said, I want to know how this guy was hired. I want to see everything that has to do with it. No, this guy, she said he had just gotten out of college and there was other guys that were way more qualified and da da da. And, you know, it just seemed, it seems like he's just, you know, Trump is just putting him there so we can keep an ear to the ground and we don't trust him. Type of thing.
Okay.
And so she was like, you know, she wanted to be able to prove that it was corrupt, the reason he was hired, that he had no, they had no cause. And they said, you know, he was qualified, we hired him, and it's not your business.
Yeah, that's called a failed power grab. So frequently the power grabs are very effective. So like what they've done with executive orders is way beyond the scope of executive orders because it was a successful power grab. Now what she tried to do here, because there are things where he has to get approval for making certain appointments, this isn't one of them. So what she was trying to do is expand her power to include having to approve this particular appointment.
Right, and that's why I think, you know, she was out of balance for sure.
It's almost astonishing that anyone denied her.
Jonathan, what do you think should happen in this particular instance? What would be the right thing to do?
Just like in all the instances of the Democrats attacking the Republicans throughout, the Republicans need to go in attack mode instead of defense mode. They need to find every little thing and attack. Instead of always being ducking corners and trying to, you know, defend themselves. It seems like they're always, trying
absolutely.
To fight back. And, you know,
yeah, they're always back on their heels waiting for the next attack. And yeah, I think that's actually by design, though. Because, I mean, both of them really want the same ultimate thing. It's just that one of them is saying, no, we need to slow down, while not actually wanting to slow down. So it looks like you have a choice. It's the appearance of a false choice.
Yeah, to me, it's like the wrestling, right? The WWE, formerly WWF, like both the bad guys and the good guys are really on the same team. They're just giving something to entertain you with, something to distract you from what's really going on, which is, of course, control of you, control of your family, control of your money, control of your choices. We are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're on 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 Eastern, 603-283-6160. Thanks. Peace.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.